Coasters Podcast, West Coast Porter Challenge, y'all. Word.
1, 2. Bring it to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show, from coast to coast, and every once in a while, in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast. Wait a minute. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a completely self-absorbed beer show dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast, and every once in a while in between, but for one of the first times, or maybe not in a long time, three of us together in one place.
Yeah, one track.
Yeah. We're all here at my house. Mike and Toby both came out to San Diego for an annual formal party, and for Mike's girlfriend's birthday and their anniversary, and, you know, just to have some good times and drink some beer together and stuff.
Like, so we really need an excuse to drink more beer.
Right.
But anyhow, we do have a special guest in the house tonight, too.
I'm special again?
Yeah, Gina's
That's
special.
Amazing.
You are the permanent special guest, I believe.
I'm a special guest. This is Gina from Craft Beer Hound, sitting in, pouring some beers on the Porter Challenge.
That's right. Tonight we are doing a Porter Challenge, just like we did the Pumpkin Challenge about a month ago or so.
West Coast Porter Challenge. Let's get this straight.
I think all of them are.
We're pretty sure that they're all West Coast. We could be wrong. We'll find out. I guess we'll do a little homework and find out. But we think they're all West Coast porters.
But I think we've been sitting long enough, and it's time to drink a beer. Where's my number one?
Behind you.
All right.
So, yeah. Round one, and
we have
blind,
no idea what this is.
Blind Pumpkin Challenge.
Super blind.
Blind Pumpkin Challenge. Blind Porter Challenge.
Porter Challenge.
So blind, we can't even see the pumpkin.
We're doing 12 different beers, and
yes.
We'll reveal which ones they are at the end. Cheers. Round one.
Ooh, round one. Super dark fruitiness.
Tastes super dark fruity, too. Some brown sugar.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of coffee, like, kind of astringency, like a not like a coffee, but like a coffee bean kind of a...
Yeah.
I got fruit in the front.
I'm not really doing this coffee thing that you guys are tasting.
No, it's not.
I expect more roasty and whatever whenever we talk about
No, but it's
coffee.
it's more of the bean, though, than it is of the roasted coffee thing.
Right.
Because it's got, like, a dryness.
It's pretty tasty.
Like coffee grounds.
Yeah.
It's really... I don't know. You guys keep saying things that make it sound not very drinkable. To me, this is like one of the more drinkable.
Right. It's
porters.
It's pretty light, and it's the best
at making what we think taste good sound good.
But yeah, fruitier and less roasty than I would expect from your average porter. Number two.
Oh, thank you, Gina, for
passing
out
the beers.
We'll do one and two as like a first tier.
Yeah, first tier.
Okay. First round.
I'm here to serve.
Oh, I should have went back
this one's minty.
Wow, it smells really, really roasty.
There's something like a creaminess, a vanilla creaminess.
Well, but then there's a really, really, like, when you mill grain, some of the darker grains, like maybe a chocolate or... is it Victory? The other really, really dark?
This one's got a vegetal flavor to it.
And I think it's pushing the imperial side of this, too, I think.
Hmm.
Next, another one. This is not what I would consider drinkable. I mean,
it's got a vegetable type
kind of
flavor to it.
That's kind of covered up with a lot of.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of that mint.
We didn't pour the whole bottle, did we?
No, there's a little bit of each. But we really can't have extra in this first round. Sorry, you have to figure it out by what you had.
I'm going with number one on this one.
I think it's kind of no contest. Number one.
Advance one also.
You ready to keep it rolling?
Number three.
We are trying to figure out why this one. I poured half of this bottle down the sink due to complete foam, no beer, no matter how slow I poured it.
I have a feeling that it's a bottle that I may have dropped
All right, so here we are, round two. Beer number three.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this is a roast.
Yeah, and it almost has a sweet cola aroma.
Mm. Oh, wow. I'm already prejudiced.
It has kind of a homebrewy something.
This is number two? I mean, no. Yeah, I can't get past that.
Yeah, there's that weird homebrewy. It reminds me kind of a porter that we brewed.
Yeah.
A long time ago, and it has this. I don't know what that is. It's almost like a stale grain or some sort of something funky.
To me, it's like a.
No, I totally agree with Mike on that.
There's a big cola coming through. Cola aroma.
Hmm.
It's like a roasted Coke.
Like homebrewy is what I got out of it.
I don't know.
I don't dislike it. But I'm going to have to try the other one to see how that pairs up.
Yeah. Let's try. Oh, this has got like a funkiness to it.
What's the second one?
Oh, now this smells homebrewy to me. Like Mr. Beer brewed in plastic homebrewy.
It seriously has a funk to it.
Right?
It doesn't even...
I'm getting this smell. It's kind of cooler. Well, it's like a tiny, tiny bit of
this
a,
is
like
very,
a sassafras in the.
No, room. This is like it's very malt. It's stupid to say malt forward, but you can really taste the grainy, like the grain malt in this. You know, compared
it's
to
almost
the
like
one.
Hops are like non-existent.
Right. And there's.
I mean, I can smell like the mash. You know.
It does have like a sweet spent malt taste to it. This one tastes kind of cola-ish too.
It has this to me. It has this like stale grain kind of flavor.
Yeah,
yeah, and like no
I think
hops.
It, nice,
it does.
Needs
it
to
kind
be
of
a tiny
smells
bit
like
colder.
Like spent grain.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I was saying because he said so, yeah, it smells like
gone.
Something out of the mash tun or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going with three on this one.
Gosh, I don't know.
This one, they're kind of similar where they got this cola thing going.
Three has
one
a little
has
bit
more of
a
sweet cola. Like, that has a sweet cola, and this has more of a bitter coffee. Well,
hippie cola.
It's more coffee cola. Because it's a porter, I might have to go with that one.
You know what four kind of reminds me of is almost like an Irish, like maybe an Irish stout, but not very
but
good
not
Irish
dry.
Stout.
Like
right.
A sweet, it's like supposed to be dry, but it's not.
Because it has that bite to it. It has that, like, it's not bitterness from the hops, it's bitterness from the grain type thing.
Like they really tried to get a good roasty malt.
Yeah.
Into that.
I'm going to take the, well, I don't
have
to.
I'm going to
I'm gonna have to.
Three on
that eventually.
One. It's the,
Toby goes with three. I go with three. Gina and Mike?
Yep. I'm going with three.
I also have to go with three.
I hope this isn't a total landslide with each one here.
Well, the thing, to me, this one really wasn't. I mean, I didn't really care for four, but I didn't really care for three yet. But
right.
It was the better
right.
of
better,
the two.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like voting for someone.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
So it's round three.
Round three.
And we're trying beer number five.
In this corner, weighing in approximately 2.5
cocoa.
Ounces.
That's cocoa. That's Hershey's cocoa powder,
yeah.
Like all the way.
Mmm.
Some of those things roasted with
yeah.
cocoa nibs.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, great nose. It's like.
I thought we were
super
trying to stick.
Chocolatey.
Do we stick to like just straight up porters, or do
yeah.
we get some?
We've
there's
I think
there's two vanilla porters. Everything else is just straight porters.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no Imperials. There's no coffee porters. There's no... Yeah. Even though coffee porters would totally work.
They would fit.
Yeah, because I had actually recently did...
Oh, this is just beautiful. Sorry.
I recently tried the Rogue Mocha Porter and the Black Butte Porter back-to-back, and they were both very similar. So I was like, oh, the Mocha Porter could totally go into a Porter challenge, even though it's called Mocha Porter. And it's because you think, well, if it's called that, then it's got to be way more chocolatey than your normal porter, so it's kind of not really fit in. But, you know, we tried to get stuff that was just straight called their porter, except for we did pick up two vanilla porters. So somewhere in the mix, there's going to be two vanilla porters.
This one's good. Very good. It's got all the kind of characteristics that you want, I think, in a porter.
Yeah.
There's no mistaking this either. It's like you take a sip, and it's like, yep, that's porter. That's what it's supposed to taste like.
Right.
It's got a great mouthfeel.
Do we
want
to guess what it is?
I don't know. I have a guess as to which porter this is. And I don't...
Well, I don't know the whole universe of even all the beers.
I mean, I'm the one who marked them, but I don't remember all of them, but I still have a guess on this one.
Well, so far, we've been doing 22s, and we do have some 12-ouncers that are part of the challenge, so...
I don't even remember
them. Well, those bottles, I won't bring them in, because you can tell.
The
next
one. Well,
round,
you can tell on one of them.
The Anchor.
Anchor. Anchor's bottles has a certain
bottle style, so it's be pretty obvious.
Yeah. So I won't bring those in, but I won't bring the rest of them.
I don't remember a lot of the...
I don't even remember the ones I bought.
What?
No, I couldn't tell you the names of the ones, because it was two breweries that I had never... Or three breweries that I've never heard of. So.
Cool. Well, let's move on to six. I think we all agree that five was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I just wish my glass was bigger.
I can make that happen. You might have to grease my palms, though.
Grease it with porter.
I don't have to grease my palms, man. Palms are...
Oh, jizz.
She just said jizz.
Somebody caught it.
Yeah, Dave will probably be on a little bit better behavior because Gina's actually in the room this time.
That never stops him.
Ooh.
This one, the head dissipated super quick, where the number five, the head was hanging out.
Yeah, I think
like
this
nice
is the
creamy head, where this is just the head completely dissipated and I'm just getting a little rim.
This is one of the two vanilla porters, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Beer number six.
I only know one of the vanilla porters. This is how much I pay attention. That's why I'm so great at being the blinder of the blind tasting, because I can never remember.
A vanilla porter.
I really wish that this number
this
six
called,
was not up against
this,
number
this
five.
This should be called cream soda porter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sweet.
It's got that candy cream soda.
Yeah.
No, flavor
it's
and aroma.
Great flavor. That's what I'm saying. I really wish I didn't have to choose between five and six on this.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then there's some cocoa in there.
But the thing about... See, for me, the thing... Wow, this is a good one. But this blows away the winner by default on the last tier.
Sure.
I think. I mean, if I could throw that in there, I would give... I'd give this one another chance.
I gotta think about this. That's a tough... Because they're two totally different types of porters. And you got a classic. You got your classic, you know, stand up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got all the
by the book porter.
Yeah,
right.
But
versus
for me though, on the same note, I don't feel like it's boring. The last one, yes, it was porter, but I don't feel like it was a boring porter. I think it had what
it was a textbook with character.
I think so.
It was like a catcher in the rye.
Yeah.
You guys totally just missed the whole literary. I don't even read. I don't even read. You guys should at least give me some credit for that.
All right. Make note, give Crazy Dave some literary credit. He actually made a literal reference, which I don't think he's ever made on the podcast.
I don't know. I think I like five better only because five, just like Dave was saying, five is more of your traditional
textbook.
Yeah, textbook porter.
This other one's great and it's so drinkable and it's got it's seriously like a cream soda porter.
Yeah.
I think this one
should be a good
bring
back.
Yeah.
This should be... If we can bring it back, if that's legal,
We're going to have to.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, because we have the wrong number.
We're supposed to have 8 or 16 beers, and you guys decided to go get 12.
Why did I say 6?
I thought that it was...
So we should, what we should have done
so
is...
So you bring one back.
What we should have done is matched up 3 at a time.
Instead yeah, of 2 at I guess time. You could have done that. That's true.
That's fine.
What if?
Okay. Well, let's put a little asterisk on 6 here, but I'm going with 5 as the winner.
3 beers, 4 rounds.
Cool.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
5's a winner for me.
I didn't think about that. I just figured if you did at least 8, you could do as many as
I think,
2 after that.
I think, Gina, we're at the point where you cannot bring the bottles in now.
Yeah, I know. I'm on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back with the next tier, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And we'll be back right after.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Okay, this is round 4.
Yeah, just in case you were wondering.
Beer number 7.
We're still tasting beer.
We didn't turn into some crazy podcast.
This has a real creamy looking foamy head.
Super big head.
Yeah, I could eat it with a spoon.
Whoa, there's some... Is that hoppiness on the nose?
Something.
Some apple. Sort of a...
Yeah, like an apple-y.
Yeah, yeah.
I keep getting the head
on my... Upper lip.
Look at mine.
This is strong.
It's like an ice cream cone.
This one really hit me off.
Whoa. Ooh, I get the appliness.
Yeah.
No, ooh, it's like an apple cider almost. Like, yeah.
And that's all I'm
not expecting
head,
that at all.
Green apple.
Very air, like a very airy kind of head that's giving all
it's
the
got a. Of it. It's almost got like a... This is probably one of the higher alcohol percentage beers, I think.
I haven't got a sip of it yet. I got some head. That's about it.
Oh, that's weird. There's roastiness, but then there's a, like, big, yeah, green apple and, like, a weird tartness.
Yeah.
It's like a, apple, what nut like is a, that? It's like a, there's like a nut on it.
There's a nut
no, you're
on
just
it.
Trying.
No, I'm not. I was, Gina, it's dirty.
He's setting himself up. He's yeah. Trying
this
to...
one so far is definitely the hoppiest of the bunch so far.
This must be the Sierra Nevada.
It's
yeah, all the roastiness comes in the afterward, and it's... I still get that green apple thing. Like apple skin.
Totally see that.
I mean, but there's still roastiness in there. Mm-hmm. But it's like... With apples.
Oh, that's weird.
It's like a caramel apple.
It seems kind of Christmassy. Yeah.
Sorry, I know what these ones are.
It's like a winter porter.
Yeah. So I can't weigh in.
Okay, uh-oh. What's this? Oh, we're going right on to the next one here.
And this is number 8.
Big but difference I like the, in the, I like the head color on head. Look at that. Difference. Yeah, this, it's like almost like a crema on a espresso.
Yeah, total crema.
Where the other one is more like a root beer head.
Now, this is a thin, this number 8 is like a, it's got a really light mouthfeel to it. It's not a big... There's, I mean, not that any of these have really bold flavors, but it seems a little more...
Sweet malty aroma.
Some good, like, chocolate and...
Yeah, you know, the roastiness really comes in at the end.
But yeah, super light, super, like, chuggable. It's almost like a Guinness, you know, like that kind of drinkable, like, light-bodied...
I love the roastiness on the end, on the finish. I love how it just kind of presents
itself.
It
smells
itself.
Really smoky to me. Am
it's
I,
got a woody...
Am I the only one who's getting super
it's,
smoke?
It's like a... It's a...
No, it is.
It's a woodiness to me. Like, it... That's what it tastes like. It's got kind of a barrel without tasting like a barrel aged beer, but it's got some kind of oak. Mm. Oakiness to it.
This one wins hands down, 78, number 8.
Yeah, totally.
It wins, but man, do I want to know what 7 is.
I think number 7.
7 is super interesting.
That's got to be a Sierra Nevada. I think it's Sierra Nevada.
I've had it's been years since I've had the Sierra Nevada porter. And I know they make a pretty solid porter, from what I remember, but I mean, it could be. I mean,
it's probably the only one.
It's because it's got probably the boldest hop bitterness out of them.
Right.
But we also know that Sierra Nevada also uses only whole cone hops. They're not using any pellets or anything, too.
And they tend to use that real piney.
Yeah.
The piney hops.
Doesn't the apple flavor generally come from a yeast strain?
Could be, yeah.
In a porter, wouldn't it come from a yeast strain more than yeah. a hop?
Yeah, I don't know if you get any hoppy or apple-y
not from
flavors
a hop,
from hops,
so.
But it does have like a bitterness to it, I guess, is what we're getting at.
Gina could be guiding us or misguiding
she
us.
She is. She's trying
I'm
to...
Just saying the hex... that, I'm just saying that an apple flavor generally
comes from
in a porter wouldn't come from hops. Was it?
Yeah, your apple flavors would, most likely be from the yeast.
I think, I don't actually know that.
I don't know, but like an apple skin could definitely be mistaken.
I just repeat that.
A bitter apple skin could be mistaken for a type of hop,
yeah.
I would think.
Because I wasn't tasting it either, just so you know.
Yeah.
I was just yammering.
Huh.
Never listen to me. I lie all the time.
I was going to say I got kind of a different smokiness, but I think those barbecue sauce is probably still on my fingers.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that I made up some ribs and some pulled pork for these guys today.
Oh, yeah.
Which we, by the way, paired with some straw man from Angry Orchard.
Which was delicious.
Yep.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Nine Mickey Porters.
Okay, round 5. Beer number 9.
Beer number 9.
There's something in there. Something chocolatey.
Very descriptive.
I'm getting some woodiness in this one.
Yeah. My nose is like all half plugged up. Plus, I've had my face in a barbecue all
the show. That happens, and that drives me nuts.
Oh.
Especially with Belgian beers.
It smells like that to me. What he just did.
Yeah, this is pretty... I don't know.
It's got like a dankiness to it. This has like a sweet, malty... Like I'm getting that wort.
This smells like when you first put your wort into the fermenter before you actually do anything, and you get that original gravity, and you kind of taste it to see what you think you're getting. That's what it smells like.
So basically it tastes like ass?
No, it's
just unfinished, I guess, would be the best descriptor I could say.
I mean, there's a little bit of roastiness, and there's a little bit of chocolate.
It almost seems like the hops and malts are maybe competing to some degree.
I took a sip, and there is, there's a bit of a watered down...
It's light. It's very,
watered down,
compared to some of the rest.
Yeah, I would not call it a porter.
No, like it's a very light mouthfeel to it, too.
I'd still call it a porter, but it's bordering brown.
Well, maybe brown ale, yeah, I guess.
Well, it's not nutty enough.
No, it's not way not nutty.
But not nut brown, just a brown.
Usually browns have a nuttier character anyways. Mm.
Yeah, but porters usually have more roasty.
I'm so ready to move on to that beer.
Let's do it. I'm ready to.
What's up? You're ready for the other one already?
It's like I'm ready for the next one. Let's go.
That's a failure of a beer.
Alright, 9 fails. Although, I don't know. It's not bad. They're all porters. It's like one of my favorite beer styles, so it's hard to
date. This has got a minerality, like a mineraliness to it.
Minerality? Is that a word?
Minerality. Yeah. Minerally.
Sounds like it could be like a 80s movie or something.
No, but it tastes like they brewed this in a bunch of rocks or something.
I can kind of see that.
I'm picking out some zinc.
No, it's got like a slate kind of quartz taste to it.
Yeah, I see what you're
some,
saying.
I do kind of see what you're saying.
Some bluestone notes.
Yeah. As much as that doesn't sound marble, like it makes
some
sense.
some fine granite.
Because it's not dirty. It's granite.
No, it's dirty. It's rocky.
And it's almost the mouthfeel that kind of helps seal
this
that.
Is the Flintstone yeah. Porter, isn't it?
It's like it's kind of like when you lick the chalkboard, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No,
you're homebrewing again, Mr. Slate?
I think you are, Dave. You're hey, the Fred. Only kid that licked the chalkboard.
Let's brew some beer, Fred.
Hey. All right, Don.
I mean, this is good. It definitely wins over the first one.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not very impressed with either of these two beers.
10 wins, though.
But 10 wins for sure.
Yeah. Ooh, going back to 9.
Going back to 9 after 10? Whoa, you're crazy. Oh, now I don't know which one is which.
Oh, yeah.
There's the good one
oh,
is
9 10. Still has a film on it.
Really weirdness to it.
Oh, it does. Weird. It's weird going back to it.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's more that...
He sounded like a Flintstone.
Almost got like a banana chocolate syrup kind of thing.
That's what
banana
it is.
In,
yeah.
In the 9?
It's like a frozen banana. Like a frozen banana. Totally frozen banana.
Like yeah. A freezer burned frozen
yeah,
banana?
Yeah, freezer burned.
Sure.
Totally. All right. Well, 10 takes that one for me also.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local because local's fresh. Oh!
And okay. We're back.
On the nose, I get Robitussin.
Round 6.
Round 6.
Total Robitussin. Yeah?
This is
on board
with water in it? Check it up. Motussin.
It's definitely something, but I don't
it's
know that
cough
I'd
syrup.
Say Tussin.
It's cough syrup. Yeah. It's total cough syrup.
I want to say like bad red vines.
It don't smell like no Tussin.
Just rub it on your arm.
I smell some sort of grapey something.
This is not a porter. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it smells like grape.
I haven't.
It smells like red grape, grape juice yet. Or something.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know, it kind of
like,
tastes like grape
like a red
like
wine
a
kind of thing.
It tastes like Robitussin.
It doesn't taste like Robitussin.
A little bit. It's got
but
a
then
hit.
It have cherries. Like, it definitely has some kind of fruitiness going on, but not that super sweet.
This is so weird.
Thing.
It tastes kind of like... What is it? Not like a sour, like a weak sour brown. Nothing like that, because it's not sour, but it does have a weird fruitiness.
Strong fruitiness.
Like, yeah, it's like, it a, does like have a grapey a something.
It's not grapey, it's just...
You know, Belgian's strong. It doesn't taste like that at all, but it has some of those same fruity
right, the dark
characters.
Fruitiness, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Black cherry? Oh.
Something. I don't know.
F that one. Weird fruity flavor.
This isn't wine.
Trying to get it all over my tongue. Hello. How are ya?
It's 12 already.
We're moving on.
Those guys are so trying to promote that saying.
Hello.
Nice to meet ya.
Who are the brew dog guys? Yeah.
So we say hello to the beer. Let it open up to us.
Let's get stuck in. That's what they say in England.
Smells more portery.
There's more roastiness in this one.
Yep.
Chocolate.
It is more portery.
Tastes more portery.
You know, I'm amazed at how, honestly, the aroma of all of these, that they're all very different.
Really different. I mean, this is a darn good porter.
Well, we've been
I'm
through all 12.
Saying.
We've
I haven't
only,
sipped it
yet. I think we've
this
only
one also
smells good, though.
Also has
super good
kind of berry something
freaking
in
awesome.
There. I don't know if it's just a leftover from the last beer, but I got a little bit of strawberry or something.
I could say that maybe there's some grassiness in this.
I was going to say almost like apricot-y.
Yeah? I'm missing that.
You missing apricot?
No, not like I want it, but like I'm
in
not
dry,
catching this
grain.
Fruitiness that you guys are talking about.
This has like the backbone that reminds me of the apricot ale from
Pyramid? What? You're crazy.
No, I'm serious. It's just, it's got that backbone, like, kind of a flavor to it.
out of these two, 11 and 12, I don't know. I mean, 12 is a little bit better.
Oh, I think 12 is a lot
way better.
Better.
I think it's way better.
It's got a better mouthfeel. It doesn't have the tussiness.
I mean, I didn't like the grapiness of the.
This has a little bit of a lager.
11 didn't taste
lagery,
like
lagery, there you go.
Almost like a Baltic
like a porter. At all.
Yes.
Really?
This is Baltic-y to me.
Huh. Because I remember, I only
Baltic-y.
There was a Baltic Porter show, right? So I tasted one or two of them, and I did not care for Baltic Porters. Like since that show, I've steered clear.
Yes, podcast did do a Baltic Porter show.
Yes,
right. But even last was it last week or 2 weeks ago that I had the that Russian Porter.
Yeah, Baltica.
But it was different, but it's still good porter.
No, Baltic
is different, Baltic, but same.
Baltic porters are
no, it's different, but somewhat same. But
Baltic porters
are
different. It's,
but it grew on mouth. You know, it got better. It's like first time with goat. You know, first time is weird.
Second time weird too.
Yeah. But when your sister sees you with it, it gets better, you know?
God.
I'm still here, man.
Okay. Yeah. 12. I'm going to go with 12.
It's definitely 12.
Oh, you don't know.
But it is Baltic-y.
All right, who needs
I think you're right, Mike. I will agree with Mike.
Baltic-y 12. Yeah.
You don't even know where we're going, do
you? Okay, so,
One and three.
This is what we're going to do. One and three.
All new is...
one wins. So I don't even have to try.
What is this? The semifinals right here?
Something like that.
Yeah. Semifinalish-ish, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One versus so three is going to be one.
Yeah, because three and four were the worst. Was the lesser of two evils. And one was a landslide over
You know,
two.
Three going back to it doesn't taste so bad.
Well, let's just confirm our prejudice here.
Oh. I don't know.
My one got way too warm.
And the one doesn't taste as portery.
Three and four.
Tastes more porter.
I like three better now.
Yeah. I do like three better now.
Me too.
Dang it.
It's three because it's more portery.
Let me try someone else's. Remember, one that has more in the glass.
That was the one that had was really Coca-Cola-y, but as it has warmed up, it doesn't taste so much like Coke. It tastes more like malty porter.
Yeah. Three over one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought that.
That was my two?
Can I start unveiling yet?
No, not yet.
Gosh darn it!
No, yeah, because we're going to do three head-to-heads, and then I guess that is the first, second, and third, right? We'll choose from those three which we liked better.
Correct. All right.
And I think that could be... could we reveal them before we place them?
Well, we can reveal one since we just ditched it.
Because it's totally ditched. Is that unanimous?
Yeah.
One is ditched.
No, one is out.
And none of us know the beers well enough to be able to figure it out.
Now, one, by the way, it does taste a lot more hoppy, more...
It does, and less portery.
Portery, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which this is the one that you thought was Sierra Nevada, I think.
No. Sierra Nevada I thought was number seven.
Oh, okay. Let's see what it is, because I don't even know.
And the vanilla!
That was a vanilla? That was vanilla.
So number one was Knee Deep Brewing's Tanilla.
What?
And it is funny now that the glass is empty, and I know that's got vanilla. I can smell vanilla. I can totally smell vanilla. Like a rooty kind of vanilla in there.
But it seems so thin and
friggin' brain games.
That's weird. It still doesn't taste like a vanilla porter, though,
It's not vanilla-y enough.
And the thing was, remember I said, I was like, oh, I'm so excited that you picked up the Knee Deep, because I really like that.
Well, Knee Deep, I've had Knee Deep on the show a couple of times, and I've liked their
other
stuff.
And liking that beer before. That's funny. Okay.
All right.
Well, two has been knocked out. Can we reveal two? Come on.
Well, number three, I think one of the reasons why three moved forward is that it stood up to the temperature much better than vanilla did.
And that's kind of, logistics kind of thing. Like, it's failure. Tough to kind of keep...
But you know what? But good porters, should be able to...
They should be able to hold on. Right.
Right.
Like you mentioned...
They're all the same
earlier
now.
Tonight. I don't even know if it was on the show. You said it was starting to fall apart.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't what was on the
show. You know, once
it gets
to a certain temperature...
It was that coffee stout that we had earlier.
Yeah.
Modern times.
Modern times,
yeah.
It was good, but
that's great.
Before we start to lose some more beers, let's move
before
on.
Before we get off track, because we never do that here.
Are we on five?
We're on five. Five. Okay. 5 versus 8, I think I heard. I wasn't in the 7-8 round.
5 versus 8.
I just want to.
This is really chocolate. Okay, this is the really chocolate.
I don't have. I have five, but I don't have any 8. This is tougher because they're both good.
8 we talked about earlier. We think it was a light. It was like a light porter.
The good porter roastiness of 5.
Yeah, 5 has better roastiness.
Yeah.
Can I try 8 if anyone has any to spare? Because I never got to try it because I knew what it was at the time, and now I
have
no idea.
8 got thinner and.
Yep.
I think I know what 8 is.
Oh yeah. Doesn't nowhere near 5. Five still is awesome.
I think I know what 8 is. I vote 5.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So you can reveal 8. I think it's
crazy because we were so different on the pumpkin challenge.
Do you want me to go get it?
Was that right?
We were kind of all over the map.
What do
you think they are? And we'll reveal
them. We had a few different beers in that challenge, too, which makes a big difference.
We weren't all trying the exact same ones at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like this way better because I like to get it to be more...
Closer to the same criteria, you know? This is the same temperature, it's from the same type of glass, with the same room, you know?
I like to get, like, all of us have the same kind of, okay, well, you know, not that any of us should...
And it's from the same bottle.
Not that any of us should compromise and say, okay, well, since you guys are liking this one...
Compromise our standards? Right.
That here either. But you know what I mean.
But we're all experiencing them at the same temperature. We're all experiencing them out of the same bottle. We're all experiencing them in the same weather conditions.
Well, it's kind of confusing, too.
The same altitude.
When there are a bunch of them that weren't the same.
It's getting freaking hot in here.
Well, you get four people.
I'm starting to get beads of sweat in my forehead.
Number 10. This is the slate tasting beer.
Okay. I don't have any 10.
10 versus...
Can you hook me up with some 10?
12. 10 versus 12.
Yeah.
I don't have any 12 either. I don't know why I didn't keep them. I guess I drank them all.
Really? Neither.
This one's tougher.
No, this is your 12.
I don't smell anything out of 12.
I mean, 10 is pretty smoky, isn't it? It's like a smoky barrel porter.
It's like a stale roastiness. It's weird.
But what do you think about 12?
12 has that weird taste.
I think 10 is a better porter. Just for anything.
I think 10's sweeter than 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 12.
We're all on a part here.
Fruitiness. I'm mixing 12 and going with 10.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to go with 10 also.
You got it. I messed up.
Because I don't have any numbering here. I'm working with no numbering.
Well, take a
second. I got numbering.
Oh, no, it says 12, sweet. Though. It's marked.
Yeah, 10.
No, you're right. It's not sweet. I don't know why I thought it was sweet. But
I think I know what 12
is. Smoky.
I don't know what 12 is, but I'm not picking it.
Can I say what I think 12 is?
You can say what you think 12 is. I actually know what 12 is now that you said. I think I know what it is. I remember 12. What it is.
12 is Anchor.
You think so?
Yeah, I think 12 is Anchor.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
You standing by that?
I'm standing by it.
All right. So for our first, second, third now, we have 3, 5, and...
3, 5, and 10.
I'm going with 10.
Okay. Yeah.
I think
10 is sweeter. I know you guys don't think it was as... I think it's better.
It's maybe sweeter, but it's smokier. Like, okay, it's very portery. I like it for its porteriness.
I lost my 10. All right. Here's the finals. We're going to do a...
West Coast Porter Challenge Finals.
We're doing a three-way challenge. Yeah. 3 versus 5 versus 10.
This is more of the award ceremony with first, second, and third place, I believe.
Yeah, so we just have to crown the first, second, and third.
Wait a second. What about bringing our back number 6? Lovely number 6.
Well, the bring back comes after we figure out who's first, second, and third.
But we have 3.
I thought I ended up dumping six.
Since we all agree that 6 should come back, then someone's going to get kicked out of third place, and 6 is going to make it at least to third place.
Okay.
May jump up a little bit higher.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
I'm with you.
So we have a first, second, a third, and an honorable mention.
But this honorable mention may jump up.
Who knows if the number 6 could end up being 3. First. I mean.
All right. Rolling 3. 3's
got a nice roast.
I like 3. Still.
Can I just tell you, we hated 3 when we first tasted it.
Can I just say that I did not hate any of these. I really, really didn't.
Okay.
Some
kind of
were
4
s-
was
maybe,
pretty unfortunate.
Subpar. But in the whole scheme of things,
I really liked 5 until it was put up against 3, which I didn't like at all.
Okay, I am moving 10 to either honorable mention or third place.
Ooh. It also gets tough with this challenge because, like Mike said, I have porter belly now. I'm, like, kind of full.
Man, number 6 is good.
Number 6 is awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's not portery enough.
Oh. 6 is cheating.
Well, I'm going to put 10 in third place for now.
I really like 10. Really, you're going to put it in third place?
This is really hard for first, second, and third for me because I really like the porteriness of number 5 and the chocolatey and roastiness. But the number 6 vanilla is just so damn delicious. And number 3 is... number 3 is going in third.
You put 3 in third, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is freaking tough. Because number 6 is so good and 5 is just...
Yeah, okay. I can see that, yeah. I'll do 3 and third, too. I will concur on that
as well.
I don't think I'm going to.
But I think I have to put number 6 as the honorable mention because it's amazing, but it's not a real, real true porter. So I'm sticking in an honorable mention.
What one are you putting in third?
Oh, yeah. 3. See, 6 with that vanilla?
It's good. It's really good, but it's not.
That's the other vanilla porter.
Right, yeah.
And which, I forget who it was.
The first one was.
The one that didn't taste like vanilla one that was the other one.
Yeah.
You know what? Number 5 is winning for me.
It's between 5 and 10. And it's really hard.
Yeah, now, 5 has that woodiness.
Does anybody else need a water between the two of these?
I kind of do.
I can't differentiate.
Yeah, are we all going to agree that the vanilla is really effing awesome, but we have to...
Honorable mention.
Has to be honorable mention. Yeah. Even though it is amazing. Right,
yeah, it's great. All right.
So then
I'm going to get some waters.
So then my number 3 just moved to second place. And then number 10 is getting third. Okay, I got my standings.
Yeah, 10 is starting to get a little weaker than what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So 5, I think, is third, right? Is that what you put?
I put 5 is... Dude, 5's the best.
You put 5 as the best? Is your favorite?
Yeah.
Which one did you put for third? 3?
No, number 10 is now third.
I am going to throw you guys for a loop here a little bit. I do agree that the vanilla, or at least what we believe to be the vanilla...
It has to be. If that isn't true, we're really in trouble.
Honorable mention. I'm going with number 10 as 3, but... For number 2, I'm going to go with 5. And number 3, I'm going to go for 1.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
3 for number 1?
And this was the one that I thought was the lesser of two evils.
I mean,
in the second round.
5 is an awesome porter.
Oh, man, let's try the 5 again. God,
I just feel like number 5 is porter through and through to the style.
Yeah, I got to switch it. I just took another sip of the 5.
And 5 is awesome. How can you guys not rate that number 1?
Do you have any more 5?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Yep. All right, sorry.
Liar. So,
5, 3, 10, 6.
Hey, now, 3 and 10 in the middle, I still can't decide. That's what I've got the water for.
Okay,
so here's the thing.
Let's start breaking
10
this.
No. 10. Okay, so we've kind of agreed, and you came out of it, that 5 is 1. And 6, vanilla, is honorable mention because, you know, it's not a real porter.
Right.
3 and 10 in the middle. Can we talk about it for a second? Because
I kind of almost want to toss 10 out.
Okay,
you do. 5.
And throw something else in there. Almost.
Really?
Only because of, it's so difficult.
Because 3, I just...
No, but 10 got to where it is because, you know, the other one sucked. All right.
It earned its place.
Yeah, so... 10 will be...
But 3 is really...
3.
Has come up so far from when we first thought. Because I didn't like it at all. And that whole Cola thing that you talked
about.
It's
the underdog. Like, but, I almost want to give it first place because it was such an underdog.
Yeah, that's
because
you're an underdog guy.
Yeah.
No, I think 5, 3, 10 is right. That's what I think.
Well, remember, this is beer. And taste is subjective.
I mean, because 10 has some weird hoppiness or something going on that's... There's something funky about it. But I almost like it because it dries up in your mouth really quickly.
I have to say, I like them all. Even like the thin, watery one. I mean,
I know. That's
why it's hard.
I like the
one that didn't taste like vanilla, even though it was vanilla.
Because they're porters. Porters are awesome.
Porter, in the beginning, when I started this show, was my favorite style. And
because you're a multi-man. Now I know why.
And now
I'm a multi-man. Right.
I need to get the mustache boy.
He needs the wax is what he needs.
That's all I need is a little mustache wax, and I'm a multi-man.
All right. So I'd go with 5, 3, 10.
Yeah.
Six, if that's what we're...
Wow. And six for an incredibly highly honored mention.
Good. Yeah.
It's
so
like,
good.
It's like Porter candy.
Right?
If there is such a thing. If there isn't, I want to make some.
And it is a cream soda porter. Like, that's the best way to describe
cream
it.
Cream soda porter.
I want to make some.
Let's make porter candy.
Well, let's find out.
Can I unveil?
What was number 10?
Let's do the honorable mention.
No, let's do number 10 first.
Really? Because we don't know. Okay. All right, number 10. For third place, number 10 is... Perfect. That's a good sound.
Scuttlebutt.
No, where's the that West out Coast of? Porter.
From
it's not.
Washington State.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is. It's Everett, Washington.
I'm pretty sure this is all West Coast. Yes. We're going to find out right now.
Scuttlebutt Porter from Everett, Washington.
Never heard of it?
I did Scuttlebutt on, I think, one other show, and I forget what show it was, but it was a long time ago.
We gotta do our homework here. What show?
Yeah.
I thought you did Scuttlebutt before. Because I remember the conversation about that it's a, you know, gossip on a ship.
It's a ship. Yeah, it's a ship term. Nautical term.
I went over, like, nautical terms one of the Dead Men shows. Because, what was it, Toby said? Boatswain or something.
Bosun, yeah.
How do you spell Scuttlebutt?
That's it. Scuttlebutt.
It doesn't show up.
No, that's not how you spell. That's with a C.
Oh.
And two T's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Skittles. It's not Skittles.
Well, actually, looks like we may have done it.
Oh, the Amber show.
Taste
yeah.
the rainbow.
This is season one.
Hey.
January right, of 2010.
Toby drank their right? Amber.
The Scuttlebutt Amber on the Amber show.
Porter. And number two, or so for second place.
Wait, second place.
Quarter
is...
number three is.
Manzanita from San Diego, or actually Santee, California.
Manzanita.
No way.
Pivotal
that's awesome.
Porter.
These county porters that I almost put. In
didn't
first
I just
place.
Do that one?
Pivotal? No.
Manzanita.
You did something from Manzanita.
I did a Manzanita beer once, you know and what? I think can... Dave did do a Manzanita beer.
If you guys want to know last time we had Manzanita, Google it.
Go to the website, hit the search, go to the search.
Yeah, that search bar. We use that search bar more than our listeners do.
I know.
I did. I had it at the,
The Legend of Hoppy Hollow.
Yep.
That wasn't that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I had witch's hair from Manzanita.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Witch's hair.
Yeah.
And
the number one.
Oh, wait, this is our honorable mention.
Oh, yeah, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, number six. Hang on. The beer that we all love so much, but we couldn't rate
vanilla.
It for the porter. It's got to be a vanilla.
Number six is...
It's got to be a vanilla. Aw,
that one didn't work so well.
Fail.
Give it a little more crinkle.
It is a vanilla porter.
Vanilla porter. It's vanilla's porter. And it's got a chick on the front with like a... Like a, what do you
call it? Latitude 33 Brewing.
Oh, Latitude 33.
Where are they out of? They're out of Vista.
Yeah, I was going to say near.
Vista, right. California.
Vanilla's Porter. Dude, I got to give you guys a big what up. That's
an
awesome beer.
Yeah, you're getting a shout out on this week's show for show.
Yeah, I like the label too. It's always good to put chicks like that are scantily dressed on your bottle.
Sure.
Latitude 33.
Number five.
And
this is our
number
first
one.
This is number one, our favorite porter. This is
Drake's.
Woohoo!
Drake's right. Brewing Drake's. Black Robusto.
Out of Leandro?
Yeah, San Leandro, California.
Yeah, I've done Drake's.
Not only was this a West Coast porter show, it was like, what is it?
Obscure.
Almost all California?
Well, no, I mean,
Scuttlebutt's from Washington.
But yeah,
you know, I think Robusto is a very good name for what that beer is. I mean, it's just it is robust. It is a great example of what
it's funny because
what a good porter
that,
should
like
be
the robust kind of Arabica beans.
Is someone writing this down? Because once I take them off, I don't know what they are. I'm just saying. So if we wanted to try them,
we got the audio to cover it up for us.
Drake's, I don't know if I did Drake's on the show. I know I've talked about them before.
Hey, can we agree on what the worst out of all of these are? Because I'm really curious to know what that beer is.
Hmm.
Well, Number four to me had the home had the horrible homebrewy. Number nine was very watered down. Number eleven was the one that was very grapey.
We got a little frozen banana in the nine as well.
Are you ready for number four? This is quite an unveiling.
Okay.
I hope I'm not gonna cry.
You might. Well, I don't know. Toby and I might. Because I just saw I just now saw it through the label. Which I didn't I wasn't looking before.
Firestone Walker's Porter.
Are you kidding me?
A Walker Reserve Porter.
And that was our worst?
Yeah.
That is horrendous. That was one of the
worst. See, it just goes to show.
I love Firestone. Oh my gosh, that's horrendous.
Big friggin' loser right there.
That's what you get out of a blind tasting, man.
That's why it's so much fun to do these.
What's number two?
Yeah.
Number two, which no one also people that's speaky. Did not like.
And you know what? I would have known if I saw the eyes.
No, I had them wrapped earlier.
Oh, you had the eyes wrapped.
Yeah. But yeah, speakeasy did not go over well, and I knew which one that was.
What number was that one?
That was number two.
Yeah, what was number one?
No, yeah. Speakeasy.
Number one was the Tanilla.
Yeah, Speakeasy. Speakeasy and Firestone lost in the first round.
Wow.
Crazy.
I think we just lost some credentials or something.
Nope. I don't think we did.
Hey, man.
I think that
maybe
we were,
they lost some credentials.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, Firestone, you guys gotta take a little bit of a little bit of some.
Maybe pour a little Velvet Merkin in there next time.
I mean, you know what's funny too is that, you know, Manzanita and was Latitude 33, you know, are both, you know, smaller, more obscure breweries.
Okay.
Who said, from now on,
I said number seven was Sierra Nevada.
Number seven was Sierra Nevada.
Boom! Nailed it!
No, it wasn't.
Oh, what?
I'm saying...
Seven was Appley.
That was the bitter appley-ness.
Yeah. The bitter appley. The number seven was indeed not Sierra Nevada. It was in a 22-ounce bottle.
Damn it.
But what was it?
I don't know. Wait. Let me think. No, because
I don't even know
what
that's
going. Number seven was also the second one that was hardcore overflowing for me.
That's when
lightning.
That's why I dropped in the tile floor.
What is that? Lightning's Black Lightning Porter.
That's another San Diego beer,
but it had a nice. It had a good hoppiness to it.
Yeah, it was hoppy.
It was very different.
It was hoppy enough to make me think it was from Sierra Nevada, folks.
Right. Right. Somebody had a guess for which one was Anchor. Did you think it was 12?
Yeah. Was I wrong?
Number 12 was...
Number 12 I thought was Apricotty.
Oh, double wrapped.
But we picked 12, right?
12 was Sierra Nevada.
Oh, Sierra Nevada's Porter. Oh, wow.
What?
Right?
That wasn't bitter?
Yeah.
Sierra Nevada made a beer.
Well, there was something weird about it, and that's why I thought it was Anchor.
I thought it was good.
Because
It wasn't as good as 10 when they went up against one another, but it was good. It was a good, solid porter.
It has, like, a serious, like, mental,
like, roadblock. Well, the thing about Anchor, the reason why I've called it Anchor is because has that certain yeastiness that they always, you know, a lot of their beers have this certain flavor to them, and it might be their brewing process or whatever, maybe because they use copper kettles. They're like one of the few breweries left that actually uses copper kettles. Or it's because it's that house yeast strain that they use for a lot of their beers that gives it that certain, you know, angeriness. So that's why I thought it was that.
Now, when we had number five was up against number eight, do you recall?
Yeah.
No. It was not. Five wasn't up against eight.
Was it? It was up against seven.
In the semifinals.
Oh, but we did five and six, and six
five
was
and
the
six.
Super vanilla.
Right, and so five
but
went.
Five was.
And then it was seven, which he thought was, which was the apple beer, and eight, which was the one that won. And that was good.
Oh, the Black Butte Porter from the Deschutes.
Early on, when I said, oh, number five, I think I know what it is, even though I didn't know. I thought number five was Deschutes. That was my guess. Not so much.
So eight was
Does anybody want to taste number
wow,
eight
there's a lot
right
of that
now,
left.
Just for fun? Because there's a lot left.
Sure.
So we could taste it and kind of see what you think now that you...
Oh, I plan on drinking all of these.
We got to find what number nine and number 11 are.
Yeah, we will. But I was just saying, like, now that you see that it's Deschutes, what do you have to say about it? You know? I don't know.
I still thought it was light.
You thought it was light. Okay,
Which
that's
one
what...
was watered... Ooh, see, now this,
I didn't make
this
any
is
notes
that, and we talked about this, that kind of
spent
grainy...
Oh, it smells kind of weird. Yeah. Hmm.
Like hot wort.
Okay, so number 9.
Is that the one you brought, or did I bring it?
Number 9, we talked about being unfinished, watered down, and frozen banana.
Yeah, I put watered down.
Wasatch
Polygamy. Oh, the Polygamy Wasatch, Porter.
We really talked about it being watered down on the show.
It was like a light porter.
Yep, porter light.
And I really love Wasatch beers, but the Polygamy Porter has never been a favorite.
Not rich enough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So we got that one. It's nice to know that we have some.
Number 11.
The grapey one.
With the funny-shaped bottle.
That was the anchor.
That was the anchor. Fruity.
Yeah.
So was the one anchor I thought up was against.
Anchor
up against Sierra Nevada.
Anchor was up against Sierra Nevada.
Up against Sierra Nevada and up against Scuttlebutt.
No, it was number 11. It never went up against anything else. Battled.
And what was 11 and 12? It was Anchor and...
It was Anchor and Sierra. And Sierra won pretty clearly, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
It makes me sad.
We're all unveiled.
But I'm okay with it.
I'm only sad about Firestone Walker. That's really the only one that I'm
But you know, that's part of the fun of having the...
I know. Having the blind tasting
is that you don't know...
There's no, like, brand bias.
Not only that, but I mean, like I said, we got...
If you're a fan of a particular brewery, you think, oh yeah, I totally like that one over this one.
Well, not only that, but we've got some, you know, pretty big breweries here. You know, Anchor, Sierra Nevada, Deschutes.
Well, you all are talking. I'm going to drink some more drinks.
You know, Firestone... Yeah, you know, versus some of the San Diego small breweries. So
he's sucking up the number one winner there, the gold medalist.
That's cool. See, that's another thing that I love about doing these challenges is that you have this brewery that you're like somewhat familiar with. You've had some of their stuff. Yeah, you think they're okay, and then bam, they come out as number one. Like when Wasatch won.
Wasatch beat out everyone for the pumpkin beers.
Right. When we had our first pumpkin challenge, Wasatch was the winner of that. And I was like, that's so cool that it's this little brewery out of Utah, and they beat out, you know, Shipyard and, you know, these big breweries that do pumpkin beers, and they beat out Dogfish Head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about something. The fact that Drake's won that's awesome because I like some of the Drake's beers.
Said about trying these beers like head to head though and back to back.
Right,
like,
it really does make a different.
It creates a different experience.
Right,
when you're drinking. You know?
It's funny because it takes it up a notch. Like I've always said that when you're drinking beer, you have a completely different experience than when you're tasting beer. And I will, when I'm tasting beer, I will like or dislike certain things, but then I can drink it, you know what I mean, later on and not be quite so discerning. Mm. And then this takes it to a whole another level because you're going head to head with the same style of all these different breweries, and it kind of just accentuates that even more because I'm sure that I will again have Firestone's Walker Reserve and, you know, think it's fine. But when it's up against... something else, it really changes the experience.
Yep,
you know, the other thing that was cool about this experience too is like, I even though I'm from, you know, Southern California, I've never heard of Latitude 33. And, you know, their beer just came in out of nowhere and kind of like it is on their label.
Literally.
They got these two trains.
They got it last minute.
Yeah. And like, they got it last minute. They found it. They picked it up. And on the label itself, it has two trains going head to head. So I think it's really appropriate to what we're doing tonight. And it's got a lot of stuff that I like. You know, I like trains. I like girls that are scantily dressed, and you know, and I like vanilla.
Chicks in bustiers.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy's kind of leaning down in front of her. Who knows what he's about to do to her? You know,
looks like he's proposing to her.
He's proposing to her. Or he's getting ready to go down on her or something. I don't know. But anyway, I want more of this. This beer makes me happy. Latitude 33. I'm very very, very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, that's a
it was good
uber
beer.
Vanilla. Mm.
So the only one that wasn't technically West Coast was the Wasatch, but it's a Western
still
state.
Western.
You know, it's Utah, so it's not that far in.
Speaking of which, look what t-shirt I'm wearing tonight,
yeah,
folks.
And Crazy Dave's wearing his Polygamy Porter shirt.
Wow, I'm very surprised that Anchor wasn't in the top.
Really? Because it doesn't actually surprise me for a porter. I mean, I like Anchor. I think they do good beers. But, you know, they kind of, they aren't known for their super roasty stuff, like their Liberty. And a lot of the stuff that they do is a little more on the lighter side. So I didn't really anticipate them coming out, you know, full force.
Well, Anchor now, for me, I always thought was one of those porters that was different. It wasn't your textbook porter.
We did the Anchor Porter it on our different. Very first porter show. That was our fermentation beer.
Yeah.
Was the Anchor Porter.
However, Deschutes, I expected to be right up on top.
I would
like, that is what they do, and they do it well.
Yeah, the Black
How did they get left behind? You know, it might have been one of those where they were up against a certain beer or whatever.
I'm sure.
Well, they were up against the Lightning.
Wow.
I'm sure if you go on.
I mean,
they won
that. They
Which number was Deschutes?
Deschutes went up against.
Deschutes was eighth.
They went up against.
Deschutes went up against Lightning and won.
Yeah, they won the round, but they lost.
And then they lost to whoever was number five.
They lost.
So that's why. So you know, that's what I was saying. I gotta taste these again now, and go back and say, oh yeah, that is still a really good porter. It just didn't pull through. You know, as being one of the top.
The Black Butte, I'm sure if you look them up on Beer Advocate and stuff like that, they're probably one of the higher rated porters.
I would certainly expect so. To people who are seeing the label.
Is to take the ratings for all those beers and see if they rank in
as far as
on a Beer Advocate rating.
Yeah.
If they rate the way we rated them in, you know.
Yeah.
Like
definitely.
A 1 to 10.
Or Untappd, either one.
Dude. So I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to take my Drake's.
Congratulations to our number one porter, Drake's Brewing, out of San Leandro, California. It's their Black Robusto.
Yeah.
Good beer.
Check it out, folks.
And a very close second, I might add, from, what was the number three again?
Manzanita?
Was three? Yeah.
Manzanita was the pivotal.
Yeah. Very close second, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Scuttlebutt was number three?
Scuttlebutt was number three, and the
Vanilla's Porter
from Latitude 33 was the runner-up deliciousness.
All right, folks.
Honorable mention.
Well, thanks for listening to our
West Coast Porter
challenge. Another confusing challenge. Listen to this. Beer number one, beer number three, beer number seven, beer number four, beer number one, not knowing what
I would. I would like our listeners to give us some backwash on what do you think of the challenges that we've done so far, and how does it sound? How does it come out? Does it sound just too jumbled and you know you can't understand what's going on, or are you entertained by it and you think they're great? Should we do more of them?
Are you not entertained?
So, because we love doing it, we have a great time. We just hope that you're having a great time listening to it. And if you think we should do more, because, you know, I'd love to do a stout challenge. I'd love to do just an IPA challenge or a Belgian IPA challenge. I think would be great, you know, so.
Yeah, we'll just maybe pick a style out of a hat and do a random tournament next time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do blind, you know, blind and what we're going to pick for, that would be interesting.
You didn't even know what style we're tasting. That'd be crazy. Me, well, Renee, and Dawn would have to get on it.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do like a stick with the seasons type thing. So every season we do a seasonal challenge tournament.
I like that.
That goes with the season. So like now porters, we're, you know, in the fall, whatever. That's a great fall beer is the porters. And then in the winter, maybe we can do, I don't know, a winter warmer or an Imperial Stout challenge. Because there's plenty of Imperial Stouts out there. Like Mike and I were just at the store looking for porters. And it's like people go from like, we'll brew a brown and then boom, we'll do an Imperial Stout. You know, so it's like they jump to this Imperial Stout instead of, you know, trying to hit up some porters. But so, I don't know. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Send us some backwash.
Hope you enjoy the show, folks.
Yep. We're gonna go and untap all of our porters.
Yeah, we're gonna untap all these and drink the rest of them.
Cause... You know, and speaking of which, we do want to get some instant shout outs here to OC Greg. You know, he thought it Mike's our picture we just put up on Facebook was pretty funny. honorable beer coaster Renee, she says cheers, and also Caitlin Jewell is asking if we're trying Slumbrew Porter, but we didn't.
Jewell's want to know if we're doing the Slumbrew.
This was the West Coast Porter Challenge,
yeah.
So we didn't get Slumbrew this time around.
But maybe we'll
do an East Coast Porter Challenge. We just got to figure out the logistics of that.
Yeah.
Although I've been using the word logistics a lot on this show this week, and I apologize for that. I'm not going to give a shout out to logistics.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for listening. And, you know, make sure you check out us on iTunes and on YouTube and at our website, www.bearcoasterspodcast.com. And, yeah.
Oh, I want to give a quick apology to everybody. Sorry the show didn't get out on time last week.
Beer coasters are traveling.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I left town.
When we're on tour, sometimes we slack off a little bit.
So, I tried to get it up when I was out of town, and it still didn't work, so.
Right.
Sorry! Anyway.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming out.
Plastic doesn't sound as good with the cheers, but we'll try. Clank.
I don't even read. You guys should at least give me some credit for that.
Alright, I'll give you credit.
It's gotten better. It's like first time with goat. You know, first time is weird.